hope you were listening to what Brother Aaron had to share there. That verse you read in Romans stuck out to me. It said that we're to present our bodies to God, a living sacrifice. We're supposed to sacrifice what we have to offer while we're still alive. Not just be ready to die for Him, but to be ready to use what He gave us to honor Him while we're still alive. That's hard sometimes. It's so important. Often, we want more. We want to use our time for ourselves. Maybe we want more things, more money, more friends. But Jesus doesn't want us to be greedy, selfish, does He? Do you think Jesus wants us to be greedy? No. Are the things that Jesus says true? Yes, yes, yes. Do we want to please Jesus? Yes. Well, based off of those answers, we're probably going to live for Him. If we want to please Him and what He says is true, we're going to follow what He tells us to do. That's not always easy. I'm going to look at selfishness and greediness this morning with all of you and see some things that He says about the people who want a lot. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 to 40, He says something. This is Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So if we're loving God with our whole heart, and soul, and mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself, then we're doing what God asked us to do. And if we're going to love each other as we love ourselves, does that mean being greedy? No. Does that mean, let's say Emily wanted to sit near Spencer and Joshua wanted to sit near Spencer and there was only one seat available and they raced to see who could get it first. That doesn't sound like loving each other like you love yourself. That's being selfish. So we need to think about each other in those things. If we love each other as we love ourselves, are we going to heap up a bunch of good things and keep them for ourselves just for nice? Because I might want them sometime. I don't really need them, but, you know. To some people, their stuff is more important than pleasing God. That's a problem. If our stuff becomes more important to us than pleasing God, then we don't love God like we should. That's not okay. Let's look at Luke chapter 18, verses 18 to 25. And a certain ruler asked Jesus, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these things have I kept from my youth up. In other words, I did all of those things since I was little. I've been doing those things. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing, or you're still missing one thing, one important thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Basically just said, it's really, really hard when you're rich to do what God wants you to do. Because when you're rich, you have all these other options. You could go buy a really nice house with a really nice truck that, and a really nice boat to pull behind it, have a pond in your backyard. You know, I don't know what you want. Maybe it's something else, but you could do that and try to make yourself happy. But if that's not what God's asking you to do, then it's not the right thing to do. He says, go sell your stuff and give it to the poor. If that's what he's telling you, then that's what you're supposed to do. Luke chapter 9. There are two verses there I'd like to read. Three verses. Verses 46 to 48. Then there arose a reasoning among them, which of them should be greatest? This is the believe Jesus' disciples were just talking to each other. Which of us is going to be the greatest, the most important? And Jesus, perceiving the thought of their heart, took a child and set him by him, and said unto them, Whosoever shall receive this child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. So the people, oops, phones aren't supposed to be going off in church. Sorry. The people that look important aren't always the ones that are important. The people that try to make themselves look good, try to get attention for themselves, go get all they can. It says, he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. Doing what God asks, even when it doesn't look sensible to other people, is really the most important thing to do. So let's not allow greed or wanting the best for ourselves or more friends, more stuff to get in the way of pleasing Jesus, because pleasing Jesus, we're really better off doing what he wants. You know, the things that we can have here aren't going to last us very long unless it's our relationship with God. We can have a relationship with God, a good relationship with God, while we're here. That's the only thing that will last for a long, long time. What are some ways we can be unselfish so that we can please God? That's a question. What are some things you can do? Some things you can share? That's one thing I thought of, sharing toys. Yeah. Any other thoughts? Emily, what do you think? Your dolls? Yeah. What could we share that would be pleasing to God? That would not be selfish? A puppy? Sure. We could share a puppy with other people and let them spend time with it too, even if we really want to. Another thing is time. Time is pretty valuable. There are a lot of things you can do with time. God really wants us to use our time for Him. And when we share our time with other people in a good way, that's sharing our time with God. That's not focusing on ourselves, and we can do that for God. Sharing our clothes. Maybe there are two brothers or two sisters that just really like the same shirt, and they both want to wear it the same day. Well, it's good to learn to share and love your brother as much as you love yourself, because that's what Jesus asks us to do. And spend time with each other. Don't only spend time with one friend just because you think he's so cool or she's so cool or so kind or whatever. It's important to spend time with different people, share your things, and give all of that to Jesus, to God. Because that's what He asks us to do. And pleasing Him and having a good relationship with Him lasts a long time. So that's what I had to share. Thanks for listening. You can go back to your seats.
Let's stand and sing number 700.